Yeah, I tried everything, man. You're one of the last people I can call. No one knows anything. That's the issue. I can't find a single damn thing about this, or the fuck who made it. Fuck. Do you know anyone who might? Wait. You know how to get a hold of that guy? You're serious? Hell yeah, of course I want to get in touch. This shit has been so aggravating that I don't really care at this point. Whatever his price is, I'll pay it. Awesome, thanks. I owe you. Yeah, we'll talk later. Bye.
Yes! Fucking yes! We finally got a breakthrough is what happened. And a big one. All right. So this name isn't going to mean a damn thing to you. But the contact I was just talking to knows how to get in touch with a guy who goes by The Seeker. Cryptic and sounds like he's up his own ass, I know, but I can't really blame the guy for puffing himself up like that. Because he's the best of the fucking best. No one knows more about the flesh than he does. And he's obnoxiously hard to get a hold of. A real paranoid guy. Hell, he's almost as much of a mystery as the monsters. But he's good. Damn good. A lot of the new information comes from him. I really can't oversell how big an opportunity this is. If anyone would know what's going on with us, it'd be him. You're catching on fast, huh? Yeah. We're gonna have to do something for him. I guarantee it. But I don't care what he asks at this point. You're on board too, right? I really have no idea. Guy's an enigma. Who knows what he could want for payment? But given our current situation, do you really have any other option? Good. Good! Fuck. This has been some great news. You hungry? I feel like cooking to celebrate. All right. Go wash your hands. You're helping. Meet me in the kitchen when you're done. Fuck. I'm hungrier than I thought. I'm practically drooling at the smell. Just dump the dishes in the sink. We'll worry about them after we eat. Plate yourself up. That is fucking stuff. Been a while since I indulged like this. I haven't really had any reason to. I consider it now and then, but I never end up doing it. Not a lot to celebrate in this kind of life, you know? Didn't I tell you not to worry about that? Fuck it. Fine. I'm doing this because it's personal. I have my own goals in all this, and there isn't any room to just try and live a normal life. And that's all you're getting right now. Let's not ruin this moment, all right? It's my contact. The Seeker said he'd get in touch with us. In 2 days, right at noon. Yeah, sounds about right for some shadowy know-it-all. Probably gonna call from a burner cell or something, too. Can't call us right away, either, of course. You know, part of me can't help but wonder if we're overreacting. We're getting in contact with the guy at the top of the totem pole of this shit over something that, so far, only causes chills and paranoia in the dark. No, I still think we're doing the right thing. You don't fuck around with the flesh in their twisted games. It just feels a bit overboard when you consider what we're dealing with so far. I don't know if I'd be relieved or pissed off if the Seeker turned around and said these marks were some easy fix. Forget it. I'm just thinking aloud. I doubt we'll know by the first call anyway. Some people in the field have a work-first, service-second approach to their dealings. And my gut tells me the Seeker is one of them. He'll name his price, and we'll have to pay it before he gives us anything. Not many can get away with that, especially with such a specific request. But if anyone can, it's him. I'm hyping him up because, as I've said, he's the fucking best we've got. And maybe I'm trying to convince myself his help is worth the trouble that's bound to come with it. I don't know. Someone like that isn't gonna ask for something easy. Not that I can't handle a challenge, that's not the issue. I'm just worried about how much time it could take. Yeah, I guess you're right. No use worrying about it now. I tell you not to ruin the moment, and then I go spouting all that downer talk. How's the food? Damn right it's good. I don't make bad food. And you're not too shabby as an assistant. Well, keep this up and you may get even more compliments. But don't go thinking I'm getting soft on you. You fuck up and I'll be right at your throat. What happens next is you keep researching while I get us ready for whatever the Seeker asks us to do. You're not going to find anything. No reason to pretend the answer will jump out at us now, but it's about all you can do right now. And hey, I won't complain if you end up proving me wrong. Like I said already, I have no idea what he's going to ask from us. But I can at least start getting things we may need together if it involves heading out somewhere. This isn't normal packing I'm doing, so no, you can't help. One thing I can be sure of is whatever his price is, it's going to involve flesh business. And you're still way too wet behind the ears to be any help beyond what I've told you to do. Anyway, enough of that. Who knows when we'll get another chance to actually enjoy something. So let's focus on eating. We can get back to business after that. Pass me a roll, will you?